Good morning and welcome to The Print AM, our daily morning podcast. This is Nikhil Rampal and I track the political economy at The Print. Today, we are going to talk about jobs. Have you ever wondered which is the best place to work in India? People aspire for decent work conditions, fair wages, economic growth and prosperity. But where exactly does it happen in India? Well, thanks to the latest rankings released by the Niti Aayog, we finally have some answers. And unsurprisingly, India's very own Silicon Valley and Karnataka's capital Bengaluru stands to be the best city, providing decent work and economic growth. However, overall, it is Shimla which has secured the best score in the Niti Aayog's Sustainable Development Goals Urban Index, as it has topped the index based on all the 15 parameters. The Himachal Pradesh capital managed the highest score of 75.5, followed by Coimbatore, Thiruvananthapuram, Chandigarh and Kochi. You can read these detailed numbers in our story. India's coal capital Dhanbad in Jharkhand scored the worst with a score of 52.43, followed and Meerut, Itanagar, Guwahati and Patna made up the bottom five. The maximum score a city can achieve is 100. A score between 65 and 99 categorizes a city as a front runner. Cities scoring between 50 to 64 were called performers, and those scoring below 50 were considered aspirants. Now, the UN has 17 sustainable development goals, which were accepted and adopted in 2015 as a universal call to action to end poverty, protect the planet, and ensure that by 2030, all people enjoy peace and prosperity. Of these, the Niti Aayog's SDG Urban Index excluded two: life underwater and partnership for goals. Of the 17 goals, the 8th one is based on providing decent work and economic growth. This particular goal itself is based on 12 targets, which includes providing equal pay for equal value, reducing unemployment, and promoting a safe work environment. Of the 56 cities that the Aayog scanned, Bengaluru was the only city that managed the front-runner position with a score of 79. The second best city in this particular goal was Chhattisgarh's capital Raipur, followed by Uttarakhand's capital Dehradun and Goa's capital Panaji. But they were still in the performance category, far from achieving this particular goal. Of the 56 scanned cities, only 13 had scored above 50. Except Bengaluru, most big cities in India failed to address this particular goal that talks about providing decent work and economic growth. Kolkata, which is the capital of West Bengal, received a score of just 3 out of 100 in providing decent jobs and economic growth, the lowest score achieved by any city in the country. Mumbai, the country's financial capital, scored 17, and so did Bihar's capital, Patna. Gujarat's Ahmedabad and Surat and all the seven cities scanned in Uttar Pradesh, Telangana's capital, Hyderabad, and the national capital of Delhi, along with Tamil Nadu's capital, Chennai, all these big cities scored below 50, putting them in the aspirant category. If you look at the goal-wise assessment of the cities that we have done, it reveals that the real problems our city face in terms of achieving these sustainable development goals. While the average score of all the cities with decent jobs was 38, the second goal, which is zero hunger, which aims at ending hunger, achieving food security and improved nutrition and promoting sustainable agriculture, also remains the second biggest challenge for our cities. About 29 out of the 56 cities in this category scored below 50, with Indore scoring the worst, 22, followed by Raipur, Kolkata and Varanasi. Under this goal, Kerala's Kochi tops the chart with a score of 80, and it is followed by Imphal with a score of 73 and Kohima with a score of 70. The ninth goal of the SDGs, Industry Innovation Infrastructure, which is aimed at promoting sustainable industrialization, building resilient infrastructure and fostering innovation, is the third biggest problem for India's city, with nearly half of them, around 22 cities, scoring below 50. Under this goal, Kochi scored the worst with 19, while Surat had the best score of 78. The sustainable development goals are to be achieved by 2030 by the UN member states, At present, however, no country in the world has fully achieved them yet. However, Finland, Sweden, and Denmark have made very good progress, and they've already achieved about 85% of these goals. Well, that's all I have for you, but I will be watching this issue as it develops in the days to come. This is Nikhil Rampal, reporter from The Print's Political Economy Bureau, bringing you our podcast, The Print AM. Do log on every morning at 8 a.m. to listen to the best news and analysis from The Print's stable. We will be back tomorrow with a new episode. Thank you.